Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 30th of November 2012, and welcome to this week's Wholesome Bites. On Sunday last, I published the next in my blog series of how to save on your grocery budget. The tip number 3 in the series was know what you have, and that also includes a free download of a print out so that you can do a stock take in your own cupboards. And on Tuesday, I published a recipe for slow braised Brussels sprouts with garlic and chilli. Brassicas, and of which Brussels sprouts is part of that family, do very well when you braise them. Sometimes they can taste bitter if you cook them fast, but if you braise them, they develop into quite a sweet flavour. So the reason why it is a little bit noisier around here than usual on a Friday evening is because tonight is the night of the Late Late Toy Show. Now, if you're from Ireland, instantly you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not from Ireland, you're probably scratching your head and thinking, what the heck is the Late Late Toy Show? Well, it's an institution. Let's just put it that way. And basically, it's 3 hours on the last Friday before the beginning of December. It's a show on our main public broadcaster where kids and adults alike review and go through the toys of the year of varying different costs, and there's performances from young talent institutes all around the country. So it's become turned into quite a slick operation, but it's tradition in Ireland that you let your kids stay up to watch it. Now, we do let the kids stay up to watch it. The 13-year-old isn't here tonight. The 1-year-old is already in bed, thank goodness, snoring his brains out. But the 4-year-old is being allowed to stay up. So the conditions that we put on it are, first off, he only gets to stay up to the first dad break. It's far too late to let him stay up anyway, but it is one of the nights of the year where we do let him stay up just that little bit later. To get him to the first dad break, it'll probably bring him up to about 10:05, a good 2 hours past his normal bedtime at a stretch. But it's nice to have a treat once in a while, and it's something nice for us to do. It's something that our parents did with us when we were younger, so it's nice to carry on that tradition. The other thing we do is we make sure that he has written his Santa letter beforehand. Now, this sometimes can call for a little bit of controversy, but there's a couple of reasons for that. Absolutely every single present under the sun available in Ireland is going to be showcased on this show tonight. And it is really nice to see them. And it's really nice to see kids playing with the toys and see people getting enjoyment out of the show. But if he had not written his Santa letter beforehand, we could be in for a whole world of pain, because decisions made beforehand could be changed on the spot, because everything just looks fantastic on the show. The other thing we do is kids in our house are not allowed to ask for anything other than a surprise and a stocking. Now, to some families that might seem cruel, but actually it's something that my parents did with us when we were growing up, and it's a tradition that I've carried on. It means that we really, really manage the kids' expectations. In fact, the kids have absolutely no expectations. A surprise can be small or big, but in general, so long as there's a present and a stocking at the end of the bed on Christmas morning, then a surprise is a surprise. And it means that when you're on a budget, or even if you're not on a budget, it means that you have the freedom to pick and choose, because generally children children in general tend not to know exactly what they want. There's so much commercialism and advertising nowadays on TV, magazines and stuff like that, that they can be duped into thinking that a toy would be good or would be something that they would really like, when actually it might last 2 days and then it'll get turfed away. So by only asking for surprises, we go easy on ourselves and we go easy on the kids. The other thing we do is we bar shopping catalogues like the Argos and the Smiths catalogue from the house as well. It's so commercial nowadays. I mean, it's just not something that I'm happy to do, to let the 4-year-old or even the 13-year-old. Well, I mean, the 13-year-old is going to see all this stuff anyway. But the 4-year-old, more to the point, I really don't want him going through the Smiths catalogue and picking and choosing things that he wants. There's a wide range of prices and values on gifts in the Smiths catalogue. And if you're from Ireland, you know that Smiths is one of the largest toy retailers in Ireland. So it just goes a little bit easier on us. So there you go. Tonight is the night of the toy show. As a family, the 3 of us will be sitting down together. I think we're all going to change into our pajamas, make a little bit of popcorn, brew up a pot of tea, and just enjoy and escape for a couple of hours in just pure enjoyment. So whatever you're doing this Friday evening, enjoy yourselves, and I'll talk to you next week in Wholesome Bites. If you want to hook up with me and follow me on Twitter, I can be followed at WholesomeIE. My website is wholesomeireland.com, and I can be found on Facebook, Wholesome Ireland.